Big news today. PG&E will file for bankruptcy later this month as its stock price continues to take a nosedive. Plus, one person is dead and 10 people displaced as a two-alarm fire rips through an apartment in San Jose. And the partial government shutdown continues as we enter day 24. Good morning. I'm Kenny Choi. This is your Pix Now update. Here are some of the top headlines we are following. PG&E's stock plummeting 49% today after announcing plans to file for bankruptcy later this month. California's law requires any company to alert workers 15 days before a possible change of control. The utility's interim CEO, John Simon, released this statement saying, quote, "The people affected by the devastating Northern California wildfires are our customers, our neighbors, and our friends, and we understand the profound impact the fires have had on our communities. We believe that a court-supervised process under Chapter 11 will best enable PG&E to resolve its potential liabilities in an orderly, fair, and expeditious fashion." Simon is currently taking the place of Geisha Williams, the company's CEO. Just last night, Williams stepped down after less than 2 years with the company. PG&E faces billions of dollars in claims over the deadly campfire. The wildfire caused 86 deaths and destroyed more than 14,000 homes. Investigators are looking into whether the utility's equipment ignited that wildfire. In East San Jose, fire investigators are looking into what caused a two-alarm apartment fire that killed one person. The fire was reported a little before 7 this morning on Foxdale Loop near Capitol Expressway. Chopper 5 was overhead the scene as fire crews were knocking down the blaze. The fire spread to 4 units and displaced 10 residents total. On the Central Coast, Caltrans is planning to shut down a stretch of Highway 1 in the Big Sur area ahead of all the storms this week. The closure includes Mud Creek and Paul's Slide. The area is prone to mudslides. These photos were taken at those two spots on Saturday. You can see just how easily those hillsides could give way if they get wet enough. The CHP's Air Operations Unit was able to locate an injured hiker with the help of night vision goggles. Last night, around 5:30, emergency crews were alerted of an injured hiker on a remote part within Tilden Park. The Google device enabled the CHP's helicopter to locate the hiker and direct a fire to crew to his attention. The man was taken to a local hospital and is in stable condition. The CHP used those goggles to detect that situation and to figure it out. Breaking news out of New Jersey, where a hostage situation has ended at a UPS facility in Logan Township, about 20 miles southeast of Philadelphia. Prosecutors say that an armed man bust into the facility and took two female workers hostage. One of them is believed to be the suspect's girlfriend. The suspect was shot and arrested, but the two women were unharmed. Authorities say that they're negotiating with the suspect prior to the SWAT intervening. About 32 employees were in the facility at the time of the incident and were evacuated by police. We'll continue to stay on top of this story and bring you the latest as it develops. We have entered day 24 of the partial government shutdown and still no end in sight. The president has hinted that he may declare a national emergency and go around Congress to fund the proposed border wall. Democrats say that the shutdown should end and then they'll negotiate border security. Democratic Congresswoman Barbara Lee says that President Trump is holding workers hostage. Right now, 800,000 employees remain furloughed or working without pay. The Congresswoman visited a handful of impacted workers in Oakland over the weekend, vowing to push for more legislation to reopen the government. Joe Vasquez asked her flat out what this border wall fight is all about.
This has nothing to do with border security. Democrats agree. We want border security. We understand what that's about. Not a wall. No one's going to give $5 billion to pay for a wall. That's for what? To make sure that he caters to his right-wing base as a campaign promise.
Lee says that child separations at the border and stopping families from filing for legal asylum is a humanitarian crisis. The shutdown is also affecting airports across the country. TSA employees are calling out sick at a higher rate. That forced Miami International Airport to close a terminal over the weekend. Houston's Bush International Airport also closed parts of a terminal yesterday. And finally today, the Oakland Raiders are in Nevada to break ground on their new headquarters in Henderson. Back in November 2017, the Raiders broke ground on their Las Vegas stadium. The $1.8 billion facility is not expected to be completed until 2020, It'll hold up to 72,000 seats. As for this year, it's unclear where the team will play. The team played its last game at Oakland Coliseum last year, and they are reportedly considering playing their 2019 home games in London. And we'll be back with another update at the top of the hour. You can always watch and listen to our updates on your favorite platforms, including our website. It's kpix.com. And check out our KPIX Facebook page.